So happy Father's Day to everyone.
大家父亲节好。
Yeah, especially the all the fathers, including myself.
尤其是每个爸爸，包括我在内。
I hope everyone is keeping well.
希望大家都是安好的。
So today is particularly hot in Montreal. It's been like this for a few days.
今天呢，在蒙特利尔，尤其是最热的一天哦，这几天都是那么热。
So I hope everyone has learned how to keep cool.
希望大家都会找一个凉快的地方哦。
So since it's Father's Day, we will continue to meditate upon our Father in heaven.
今天呢，就是父亲节，让我们来在这时候呢，就思想我们天上的父。
Yeah, Jesus has taught us that His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
耶稣已经教我们了，就是神的旨意将会在地下。就像在天上一样的。
So today we will discover something about His will.
今天我们要来看呢关于他的旨意。
And before I proceed, let us turn to Yahweh in prayer.
我们就一起来祷告，向 Yahweh。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this time together.
我们的亲爱的天父，我们感谢你有这样的时间在一起。
Pray that as we meditate upon your word,
当我们思想你的话语,
you will open your word to us.
你会打开你的话语给我们,
help us to see what kind of person you want us to be.
让我们看到你要我们成为怎么样的一个人,
that we may share your heart.
这样我们才能够来, 分享你的心,
and your mind as well.
跟你的思想。
So we commit this time into your care.
我们把这个时间交在你手里。
May your will be done in our midst.
请你的旨意在我们的我们这里实行成就。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now last week I closed with the point about Jesus being our intercessor.
上周呢我就结束了最后点呢，就是关于耶稣是我们代祷者。
So today we would like to look at this matter a little bit more closely.
今天我们更要观察这关于这点。
So we'll look at the Old Testament.
当我们看看这个旧约哦。
And trace this matter of intercession.
就是关于这个代祷的。
So before we begin.Right.
我们还没有开始之前呢。
So, we just read a verse from Proverbs 25, verse 28.
我们看箴言哦。
Proverbs
25, 28. Okay, Proverbs 箴言25章28节。人不制服自己的心，好像毁坏的诚意没有强援。
Okay, so today I'd like to speak about intercession in the context of the war.
今天我要讲这个代祷呢，就是跟这个强援有关的。
Of course, in Proverbs here,
当然在这箴言呢
it is speaking personally.
他讲是对我们个人讲的。
And it's saying here that.For each of us, if we cannot control our spirit,
他就说呢，如果我们个人呢不能够制服自己的心哦，
our whole life is like a city without walls.
我们的整个生命呢，就像这个城邑啊，就没有墙垣。
Now in ancient time, the wall of the city is a very important part of the city.
就是在古代的时候呢，在一个城里呢。它的墙垣哦是非常重要的。
Because if the wall is broken or any part of the wall is broken,
如果当中它的墙垣呢是被破坏了哦
，there you have a breach.
当中就有破口了。
So when there's a breach, the enemy will pour in.
当然有破口呢，那这个你的敌人就会攻击了。
And that's why if a wall is breached, then of course that's the end of the battle.
所以如果强援呢有破口的话呢，当然就战争就没了，
so、
就输了。
Proverbs is saying that in our lives, personally, if there is no self-control, in other words,
所以呢，建议就说呢，如果我们没有自制力哦
，then we are vulnerable to all kinds of attack and temptation.
啊，如果你没有自我控制能力哦，那么，每一样的引诱你的都会，都能够来引诱你。
In other words, our lives will be a wreck, right?
啊，这样我们的生命呢，就是一团糟了。
So you can see how important this is.
所以你看到这个是有多么重要。
And Proverbs gave us some examples.
啊，箴言就给我们几个例子。
You see in verse 27.
你看这二十七节啊。
It is not too good to eat much honey.
吃蜜过多呢是不好的。
So you have here one example, and this example is food.
啊，这一个例子就是关于食物。
So if you can't control yourself.In a matter of eating,
right?
I think in North America especially, we are very vulnerable to this.
所以在北美洲，我们是很容易犯到这个的。
Simply because there's an abundance of food.
因为我们周围太多食物了。
So I saw in the news, poor people, or they claim to be poor in America.
所以在我看到一个新闻呢，关于是。美国就是关于那穷人呢。
So a lot of them are really overweight.、Right?
有些人真的是胖的很胖啊。
So for people like us from Asia, we're not quite used to seeing this.
就超重的哦，那我们亚洲来的人根本就不习惯看到这些。
So you can see food is easily available.
所以看到很容易呢，都能可以买到食物的。
So this is one aspect.
所以是 其中一点。
And then verse 27 tells us, nor is it glorious to seek one's own glory.
他说呢，来考究自己的荣耀啊，也是可厌的。
So you can see, right, the desire to be praised, the desire to be honored by people.
所以就渴望啊，别人来称赞你啊，别人尊重你啊。
So we like people to have good opinions of us.
所以就。希望大家都对我们是好评的。
So you can see, right, that is part of the problem, right, with lack of self-control.
所以这些都是一个问题，当我们没有自制力。
So you can see it's talking about the way we live.
所以他讲我们是怎么样的生活。
And it's not talking primarily about drug addiction, alcohol addiction, those kind of addiction.
这个主要不是谈这个吸引啊、吸毒啊。成瘾这些的。
Let us turn to Proverbs 16 verse 32.
所以我们看看呢，箴言十六章。
Proverbs 16.
三十二节。
32.
不轻易发怒，胜过勇士，制服自心的。强如取成呢。
So you can see, right, that the lack of control over your spirit,
当你不能自服自心的时候
is seen by the way we can't control our anger.
就是从你不能够控制你自己的怒气啊。
Yeah, so this is one other example you can see.
所以这个是另外一个例子了。
And that example, of course, is a weakness of many people.
当然这个例子大家都是大家的弱点。
So we don't say like, you know, if you are alcohol addict or if you are drug addict, then of course I'm not like you.
不要说呢，因为你是有酒瘾啊或毒瘾的人呢，我不像你一样。
But if you are talking about our passions,
但是当你说我们自己的这个日期私欲哦，我们的私欲激情啊
，we are talking about our appetites,
跟我们的食欲。
And if you are talking about the desire for honor,
跟我们要别人荣耀我们的时候
，then we begin to understand we all have a common problem.
我们就看见呢，我们大家都是有同样的一个问题。
Very, very, we could say it's impossible, right, to control your spirit.
所以就看到呢，其实说要制服自心是不容易的一件事。
But Proverbs is saying if you can, right?
但是箴言说，如果你办得到
，then your spiritual life is well protected.
这样你属灵生命呢，就是被保护了。
So the question is, how can we attain to it?
这样问题是我们能怎么能够达到
？Then clearly it has to be the power of God.
当然呢，是从神而来的力量了。
Because we're talking about Bible, right?
因为我们这里说圣经哦。
Now, of course, in Proverbs 25, verse 28,
我们看箴言呢，二十五章。
You will also see one other problem that is extremely.Common, right? It's very common to everyone.
28, is it?
Yeah, 25, verse
28. 25, okay.
We go back to the to that verse.
我们再回去哦。就说人不制服自己的心，好像毁坏的城邑没有城墙，没有墙垣。
Yeah, when you look at the Greek Old Testament,
当你看这个原文哦，希腊原文。
Yeah, which is the Bible of the early church.
就是早期教会的圣经啊。
Here it reads.
As
a city is with its walls cast down and unfortified,
就像这个城邑哦，它的这个墙垣已经倒塌了，因为它没有加强哦。
So is a man who does everything without counsel.
就像这个人，他做的每一件事呢，他都没有去启示人的。
He does everything without consulting.
他做的每一件事呢，他都不会去。
That shows that his self-will,
启示人哦,
yeah, the self-will is very, very, very strong.
所以就看见他的意志哦，非常强的。
And therefore, you make decisions without considering God.
所以你做的每一件事呢，你的决定呢，你都不会去启示神的。
Yeah, we don't seek God's counsel.
你不会去寻求神的。
Neither do we seek the counsel of His people.
你也不会去启示，神，的这个教会的兄弟姐妹。
So we realize here that Proverbs 25:28 actually there's quite a lot in it.
所以你看见呢，这个箴言哦，这一章哦，就有很多东西可以学的。
So we can see there are four aspects to this.
所以你看见这里有四方面的。
In which, if we don't have control over,
如果我们没有胜过的话呢
then of course there is no spiritual protection.
如果你没有这个自制能力的话呢，你就属灵上就没有得到保护了。
Which means that Satan, right, will have free reign in your life.
就是撒旦呢就能够来影响你了。
So this is a very important verse, you can put it this way.
这个箴言是非常重要的。
Yeah. Now, of course, we think if I can make my own decisions, I do things on my own, right? Then, of course, that is the sign of freedom. Right?
如果我可以自己来决定每一件事其实看起来是好像我有自由。
But the Bible looks at it very differently.
但是呢，圣经呢，看的观点是不一样的。
So you can see, just by insisting on your own right, you thought you have control over your life.
只要你一直支持自己的想法哈。
In fact, that is a deception.
你就觉得我已经控制了我自己的生命了。
And you can see the history of humanity.
其实你是在被欺骗了，因为你看到这个人类的历史里哦。
Where we all decide, all right, on our own destiny.
我们每个人都来决定自己的命运呢。
Well, you look at the world, you can see what is happening right now.
你看见世界，你就知道发生了什么事了。
It's total chaos, right?
已经是乱糟糟了，乱了。
Okay, now I won't dwell on this point. I have to move on quickly.
我们要继续哈。
All right, so we want to.Continue to look at this matter of the wall that is broken down.
我们要看看这个墙垣呢是被毁坏的。
So it sounds very much in today's message like Donald Trump's message.
就想想很像这个特朗普的信息。
So today's message you could say is build a wall.
今天就是说你要建造这个 墙垣呢。
Of course, we are not talking about the wall in the south.
当然不是说这南部那个墙了。
But we're talking about spiritual wall.
我们这里讲的是属灵的墙。
We are talking about protection of our spiritual life.
就是来保护我们属灵生命的墙。
So that we are may be found on the right side with God.
啊，这样我们在神的面前是做的对的。
All right, now let's look at Psalm 106.
我们看诗篇，
106 verse 23.
106章，23节。所以他说要灭绝他们，若非有他拣选的摩西站在当破口，使他的愤怒转消，恐怕他就灭绝他们。
Now this refers to Israel's worship of the golden calf.
这里呢，指的就是以色列去崇拜那个金犊。
Right after the deliverance from Israel, from Egypt.
当他神带领他们出埃及的时候。
Very shortly after that, they built a golden calf to worship.
之后呢，他们既然就建造了这个金犊呢，去。去叩拜他。
Now because of that,
因为这样的事情哦。
Here you read in Psalm 106:23.
你就看这个经节。
That there is a breach, right?
他就因为这样，所以才有个破口。
Before God, as far as God sees it, there's already a breach.
所以神看到了、right? 哦，就是有个破口了。
And then what happens?
那发生什么事呢？
Well, it says here that Moses, right?
那他是说摩西啊。
Yeah, Moses stood.On the bridge,
就站在这个桥
to turn God's anger away from the people.
就不是，就站在这个破口哈，就转离神的怒气。
So we can see that this, when the wall is breached,
所以你看见，当这个墙垣呢有破口
，Not only does the enemy has access,
不只是那个敌人可以进入
，God's judgment also comes in.
神的审判也临到。
So that is why you see what Moses is trying to do.
所以你就看到了摩西做了什么事。
To fear God.
敬畏神哦。
And therefore he stood in the breach.
所以他就站在这个破口。
So what was he doing?
他在那里做什么？
Well, clearly he was pleading with God, interceding for the people.
他显然呢，他是为这个百姓呢祈求哦，祈求神。
He was entreating Yahweh, right?To turn his anger,
他就是来求情了、right? 请求神呢就是转离啊，从他的怒气里转离啊。
Yeah. Let's look at Deuteronomy verse 9.
我们看看生命记啊。
26.
9:26.
Deuteronomy 9:26.
第九章和二十六节。
Verse 25 and 26.
25跟26节。我因耶和华说要灭绝你们，就在耶和华面前照旧俯伏四十昼夜。我祈祷耶和华说：耶和华啊，求你不要灭绝你的百姓，他们是你的产业，是你用大能力追赎的，用大能力从埃及领出来。
You see, so he was crying out to God.
所以他在这个呼求神啊。
To plead with Yahweh not to destroy the people.
就是请求神呢，不要来灭绝这些百姓啊。
So when you read verse 20,
当你看二十节的时候啊，亚威向亚伦甚是发怒，要灭绝他。那时我就为亚伦祈祷。
See, because Aaron was forced to make that idol.
所以亚伦是被逼呢，要去造这个这个金犊的。
God was ready to destroy Aaron as well.
所以神呢、也是要把这亚伦给灭绝的。
And so Moses prayed for Aaron as well.
所以摩西呢、也为亚伦祷告了，祈祷了。
So you can see what the prophet does.
所以你看呢，这里先知做了什么
？That even though the people sin,
即使那些人犯罪了
，God has a right to destroy them.
神呢是有权利要来灭绝他们的。
But so and you have Moses right there.
而且你当时有摩西。
to stand in the breach and plead with God.
就是摩西站在那破口呢，就向神祈求。
Now that may seem a bit odd for some of us.
对我们来看，这个好像怪怪的。
Because it seems like God has a temper.
就好像神呢，他有他有他的性情哦，很容易发怒。
And Moses seems to be the reasonable guy.
然后摩西看起来就是很合理的一个人呢。
But you have to understand the Old Testament well, otherwise you come to a wrong conclusion.
你一定要明白这个旧约啊，不然你会有做错这个结论的。
And it says here that actually, in Psalm 106, that Moses was God's chosen one.
那里已经跟我们讲了，摩西是神拣选的。
In other words, when God chose Moses,
当神拣选摩西
，one of his ministry, right?
他之一的这个。事工啊、
In other words, one of Moses' God-appointed ministry
就是神任命的使命哦
was to do precisely this thing
就是要他做这件事哦
to plead for the people
就是要为他百姓祈求
Now if this ministry comes from God
如果这个使命是从神来
then clearly God has a purpose
当然神就他目的了
In other words, that purpose has now come to us
这个目的已经临到我们身上了
through Jesus
就是透过耶稣
because Jesus is also like many scholars say that Jesus is in fact the new Moses
其实很多学者也讲了耶稣就是这个新的摩西
now if Moses had this heart to do this
如果
for the people
摩西有这样的一个心来为这个百姓哦
how much more the Lord Jesus himself
这样你看呢、这个耶稣呢是更多的会去为百姓的。
And now that ministry is passed on even to us.
这个使命呢已经转到我们身上了。
So why does God want somebody to stand in the breach?
传到我们身上，就为什么神要有一个人站在这个破口呢
？To turn his anger away.
就是使他的怒气呢离开。
It is because God wants us.Right?
因为神要我们呢
to see the seriousness of sin
要给我们看到的罪是有多么严重
to know what it is to suffer with him
就知道要怎么样的跟他与他一起受苦
so you can see there is anger
所以当中是有怒气
but there is also a lot of suffering in that anger
但是在这个怒气里面呢却有许多的受苦的
in other words if God were to destroy
如果神要去灭绝
It hurts him tremendously.
其实会伤到他的心的
Right? Because there is love in it.
因为当中是有爱的
If there's no love, there is no suffering.
如果没有爱的话呢就不会受苦了
In other words, for many of us, you do wrong, I just finish you off. Okay?
很多人如果你做错事就把你干掉了
Yeah, so what feeling do we have? In fact, we're very happy to finish you off
根本就没有感觉到什么很高兴把你干掉了
And that's what happens in war
所以在战争中看到
And you see when people fight on the street
当别人在路上打架的时候
Everyone has their own justification
每个人都觉得是对的
So, but you must understand then when you look at the Old Testament
但是当你看旧约的时候
You couldn't talk about the wrath of God without talking about the love of God.
你不可以说神的怒气，除非你也知道他是有爱的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because God sees Israel as part of Him.
因为呢， okay. 神把以色列人当以色列百姓当神是他的他自己了。
Yeah. So, let's look at Deuteronomy.
他自己的一部分。
Since we are Deuteronomy, let us look at Deuteronomy verse chapter 1.
我们看。生命记第一章哦。
Chapter 1, verse 31.
我们看三十一节啊。你们在旷野所行的路上，也曾见耶和华你们的神抚养你们，如同人抚养儿子一般。只等你们来到这地方。
Okay, so you can see how Yahweh treats Israel.
所以你看见 Yahweh 是怎么对待以色列人。
He carried Israel like a father would carry his son.
他抱这个 以色列人就像一个父亲抱孩子一样。
So you can see there's a lot of affection.
所以当中他是多么爱他们的。
And when Israel suffered, he suffered as well.
所以当以色列人有苦难的时候呢，亚威也一同跟他们受苦。
Now, this part you will see, for example, in Isaiah.
你看。
63:9.
唯有那收割的要吃。Is this the right one?
Yes.
63:9. Okay.以赛亚书63:9，他们在一切苦难中，他也同受苦难，并且他面前的使者拯救他们，他以慈爱和怜悯救赎他们，在古时时日子常保抱他们，怀喘他们。
Yeah, you can see in his love and pity, he redeemed Israel.
他就在他的慈爱跟怜悯呢，去救赎他们了。
But his action is based.On this affection, you can see in their affliction, God was afflicted.
所以就看到呢，这个是原因呢，他爱他们了，就是在他们的苦难中啊，他也同受苦难。
In other words, God felt their suffering.
就换句话，神能感受到他们的苦难。
And after Yahweh had delivered them,
所以当亚威解救他们的时候
，and when they built that idol.
当他们建那个金犊，
哦 ，it hurt God greatly.
哦，其实已经大大的伤到亚威的心了。
And that is why when Moses came down, he felt exactly the same.
所以当摩西下山的时候啊，他同样也感受到神的那种心痛啊。
And of course, Moses was angry too.
当然了，摩西也生气了。
But that anger turned to pleading before God.
但是他这个怒气啊，却转为是。去祈求神了。
So he stood in the bridge.
所以他就站在这破口。
Now let's look at Exodus 20:22.
我们看看。
Sorry, I think it's Ezekiel, not Exodus.
Ezekiel
22.
Ezekiel 以西结书
22:22. We look at 29:30.
看29跟30啊，国内众民意味的欺压、惯行抢夺、愧负、困苦、穷乏的、被你欺压、寄居的，我在他们中间寻找一个重修墙垣，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵。使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。
Right, there you see how Yahweh felt.
所以你可以看到亚威的感受。
When he looked at the people,
当他看到人百姓
，What did he see?
他看到什么
？All kinds of greed.
看到多方面的贪婪。
You can see they love money.
看见他们是很爱钱财。
That's why if you don't love money, you won't extort.
如果你不爱钱财的话，你不会去抢夺。
There's no more law.
这里已经是非法了。
So they resort to extortion and robbery.
所以就看见他们欺压跟抢夺。
And even the poor they robbed.
连穷的人他们也要去抢。
And those foreigners who come in.
所以那些寄居的哈。
And they do not know the way. They don't know, you know, how people work in that society.
他们不知道这个以色列的社会是怎么行的。
And even they got cheated.
连他们也被骗了，以色列人骗。
Yeah, you can see, this is a kind of society that they built.
所以你看见以色列人的这个社会有多么糟糕。
Now those of us who have been to third world country, we understand all this.
那些
okay.
有去过那个第三国家都知道是怎么样感受了。
During my our missionary trips.
就是当我们这个事工的时候。
You know the condition of the society.
就知道那个社会那种情况，第三国家。
Very easy to access.
你很容易看的。
Just get into the taxi.
你就要坐他的城市。
Once you get into the taxi, you know, you have a pretty good idea what the society is like.
你进他这个乘计程车的时候，你就知道这个社会是怎么样的。
Yeah, I mean, they know the distance is very short.
你知道这个里程呢是很短的。
And they take you for a long ride.
但是他却转了好多圈呢。
Until you know, maybe about half an hour when it's only 5 minutes, right?
就带你去半个钟头，半个钟头几分钟就可以达到这个地点。
And that's how they install. They know you're foreigner. You don't know anything.
他知道你是外国来了，
yeah.
你根本不知道这里的情况，所以才会欺骗你啊。
So when I was in India, I got cheated many times.
所以当我在印度的时候，被骗了好多次。
And same thing in the Philippines.
在菲律宾也一样。
Many times you got cheated.
很多次都被骗。
So you can see, this is exactly what we have in this world today.
所以你就看到这个是真实的，在这个世上啊。
That even in developed countries, right?
就是在发展国家哦。
You have the same thing.
都有同样的事情。
But they do it more subtly.
但是他们做法呢是掩盖的。
It's not as blatant as you see in the third world countries.
不是很显然的给你看到，就在这个第三国家。
So basically, you realize that in the whole world.
所以你看见在整全世界。
There is no spiritual vitality left.
其实你没有看到这个属灵的一个能力了。
Everything is gone. The wall is down.
你会看到这个墙垣呢已经是倒塌了。
So in relation to Israel.
所以跟这个以色列。
Yahweh says, I look for someone who is standing in the breach.
所以 Yahweh 就跟他们说，我要找一个人能够来站在这个破口。
Someone who will build a wall.
这个人是能够重修这个墙垣的。
In other words, to repair the breach.
就是能够重修。
But he couldn't find any.
但是他却找不到一个人。
So what has happened right here is precisely the problem.
所以这里发生的事就是那个问题。
Everybody wants to get profit. Everybody wants a gain.
每个人都要得到利益。
So even if they take from the poor and needy,
即使他们从这个穷人呢得到，
it doesn't affect them.
但是却他们却没有感到 感觉到什么。
So long as we gain,
只要我得到利益，
that's all we care about.
这个是我所要关心的。
Now that is a very serious.Sin.
所以这个是非常严重的罪啊。
Now, of course, Yahweh says to Israel.
对，亚威就跟以色列人说啊。
Let's look at Isaiah 58.
我们看以赛亚书五十八章啊。58，五十八章。
We read from verse 9 to 12.
我们看 from 第九到十节。
9 to 12.
那时你求告亚威，必应许。你呼求他必说我在这里，你若从你中间除掉众儿和执宰人的指头，并发恶言的事，你心若向饥饿的人发怜悯，使困苦的人得满足，你的光就必在黑暗中发现，你的幽暗并变如正午。亚威也必时常引导你在干旱之地，使你心满足，骨头强壮，你必浇灌院子，又像水流不绝的泉源。
12.
那些出于你的人必修造久已荒废之处，你要建立拆毁垒带的根基，你必称为补破口的和重修路径以人居住的。
So you can see what Yahweh is saying.
所以你看见了 Yahweh 在讲什么。
Right. He's saying in verse 9.
在第九节。
If you stop speaking evil of others,
如果你停止发恶言，
in other words, you repair your relationship with one another.
就是你要来跟别人的关系要重修好，
reconcile,
要跟他们和解，
be at peace with others.
跟别人呢是和平相处。
And then verse 10,
那第九十节呢？
Provide for the needy.
你去供应。给他们
learn to care for people,
去关心他们。
Then in verse 12 you can see,
他说这样在十二节你就看到，
you shall be called the repairer of the breach,
你将被称为补破口的。
So you can see what is happening.
Right?
Yahweh is saying your life, right? If you correct your life,
他说呢，如果你纠正你的生命哈
，and you do what is right，
你做出对的事
，then the breach can be repaired，
这样这个破口呢就会重修好。
So in summary, you can real you begin to see。
所以总结哈
，right the breach refers to our self-centeredness, our sinful way of life。
所以这个破口呢，
right?
就是在说我们的。
Selfishness，
就是自私哦，
right?
我们的啊自我哦，自私啊 ，and what else？
Selfish way of life， right？
自私的生命啊。
And that is why there's a gap right there。
所以当中就有一个破口。
But on the other hand，
但是
right?
另外呢
？On the other hand， if you do right， you learn to care for people。
啊、
right?
如果你是做对的事啊，就是去关心别人
and repair the relationship with one another，
就是来重修好、哦、跟别人的那些坏的关系、啊、
then the spiritual wall will be rebuilt，
这样这个属灵的墙呢、
right?
就可以、啊、重修好
了。 So we understand the Old Testament message right now，
所以你可以看见这旧约里的信息、啊
right? that our spiritual life is dependent on the community、right?
所以我们属灵的生命呢是取于、哦啊、这些团体的。
There's nothing so personal that it become you be, we become individual people.、Right?
所以不是说这个是很个人化的。
Right. So all we care about is our individual, our own personal spiritual life.
所以我们只关心我们自己个人的属灵生命而已。
The Old Testament tells us that it is dependent on the life of the community.
所以呢， right? 这个旧约跟我们讲呢，我们属灵生命呢，其实是。取义呢，就是团体的生命的。
So we realize that the way the Lord Jesus lived and died.
所以你看见，耶稣的生活跟他的死哦。
Is to build a new community called the church.
他的活跟死就是要来啊、建造这个团体，这个教会团体的生命。
Yes. And if the members of the church turn inward and only care for yourself.
如果教会的肢体呢，只是往里面看了，只是关心你自己。
Yeah, then this church has no wall.
那就是说，这个教会呢是没有围墙的。
It will be subject to the evil one.
啊，你就是很容易啊被这个啊魔鬼来攻击了。
And it will also be subject to the wrath of God.
就是没有围墙的这个城呢，教会呢也死神呢。发怒气的。
So I hope you realize.
所以希望大家都明白。
That based on the Old Testament, you begin to see that God is looking for somebody to stand in the breach.
所以就是从这个旧约，你可以看到呢，神其实在找一个人能够来站在这个破口的。
Now today we think, well, that Old Testament is fine because now someone else is doing it, so we don't have to do it.
所以我们想，哎呀，这个是旧约的事吗？现在呢，当然是有人已经站在那破口了。
And of course, we know who that person is.
那我们当然就知道是谁了。
Right? Let Jesus do all the stand, breach.
这个耶稣啊，就站在那破口就好了。
Yeah, let him do all the praying.
他只要做这全部的祷告就可以了。
But I hope you begin to see.
但希望大家能看到。
That this standing in the breach.
站在这破口。
Has to be repaired.
一定要来重修、哦、
He stands there to repair it.
他是站在那破口呢去重修的。
How does he repair it?
他是怎么去重修呢
？Well, it's to change our lives.
就是来改变我们的生命。
To help us to see that we need to repent.
就帮忙我们看，我们需要悔改。
That we need to change.
我们需要改变。
We need to live for one another in God's church.
需要为他人在教会里。生活的。
Now, if we don't do that,
如果我们不这么做
then his intercession is in vain.
啊，他就说呢，他就不能够来
and that,
代祷了。
Yeah, that's why for Moses,
他的代祷就突然了。
Yes, he interceded.
那、
right?
当然呢，摩西真的是站在这破口去代祷。
But if the people don't repent,
但是如果那些人不悔改
they still perish.
他们还是会被灭绝的。
So you can see that intercession of Moses will not have any effect.
所以呢，即使摩西向神代祷呢，但是还是 是没有效力的。
Unless the people repent.
除非那些百姓呢悔改。
And do what is right.
做对的事。
Right? That means return to Yahweh.
就是归回亚威。
Right? Love him with all their heart.
就是全心全意的去爱亚威。
And to serve him.
而且去侍奉他。
Right? So in other words, we don't stand in the breach for the sake of standing in the breach.
不是说我们因为要站在破口，所以就站在破口。
Because there's a big hole.
因为这当中有很大的破口。
You don't tell me you're going to stand there day and night.
不要跟我讲，你就要整天站在那破口。
The point is to say, Yahweh, right, give these people a second chance.
要点就是说，神啊，再给他们一次机会吧。
So that they can repair the breach.
这样他们才能够来重修这个。
To rebuild that wall again.
就能够重修这个墙垣。
Yeah, that's the point, right?
所以要点就在这里。
That's the ministry of the intercessor.
就是代祷人的事工啊。
So don't think just because Jesus is standing at the breach, in the breach.
就不要想啊，因为耶稣站在那破口。
That's okay. We are all safe now.
我们大家都得救了。
Because Jesus is now part of that wall.
因为耶稣就是那个墙的一部分了。
But we must understand what the Old Testament is saying.
但是我们要明白旧约讲什么。
The wall is not Moses.
这个墙哦，墙垣不是摩西。
Nor Ezekiel.
也不是以西
nor Isaiah for that matter
也不是以赛亚
the wall represents the life of Israel
这个墙呢是代表了以色列的生命
and it is that life that is all torn down broken down that has to be rebuilt
因为这个生命已经倒塌了所以一定要重修好
so that is the point of the intercessor
所以这个就是代祷人所要做的
And we must understand this today.
所以我们要明白这些。
That God is looking for somebody to stand in the breach.
就是神要寻求一个人呢，能够站在这破口。
So it's not just Jesus.
不只是指耶稣而已。
It is also His servant.
也包括了他的仆人，神的仆人。
Yeah, we have that ministry as well.
我们大家都有这样的使命。
Now, of course, when you read Paul's letter,
当你读这个保罗的信了,
you see that Paul is always praying for the church.
你可以看到保罗都是为这个教会祈祷的。
Now, if Jesus is the one doing all the praying,
如果耶稣是他只是一个人在为我们祈祷,
then clearly Paul doesn't need to pray.
这样保罗就不需要说要去祈祷。
None of us need to pray, because since Jesus is doing it, why should we do it?
其实耶稣已经做了整件祈祷的事，我们根本就不用去祈祷。
And that's what Paul says in Ephesians, pray at all times in the Spirit.
但是呢，保罗却在他书信说，我们要在灵里面呢祷告。
And pray for me too.
他说也要为他祷告。
Right? So you can see that for Paul, this prayer is very, very important.
所以对保罗来讲，祷告是很重要。
And he does it every day.
他每天都在祷告。
Now I wonder, right, since this is the time of quarantine and it still is.
So, 我在想呢，现在是隔离时间呢。
I think we need to approach Yahweh to ask God to teach us how to pray.
我们要进到神耶和华面前，要求他教导我们怎么祷告。
So that we stand with our Lord Jesus even in that intercession.
这样呢，我们就跟耶稣的同站在一起呢，来为别人代祷。
But of course, if you need someone to pray for you,
当然，如果你要别人为你祷告
，then you have to share, all right, whatever it is that require prayer.
你就是要讲出你要人家怎么为你祈求啊
？Okay.
分享出你的问题了。
Right. Now, when you look at this word intercession,
当你看看这个代祷。
For example, in Isaiah 53 verse 12, we won't read that verse.
以赛亚书哦，五十三章第十节。
Yeah, and there it reads that the suffering servant he bears our sins.
所以就是这个受苦的仆人呢，他担当了我们的罪恶。
And intercedes for the people.
而是代百姓呢，这个祈求。
So when you look at the Hebrew word for the word intercede,
当你看
he interceded for us.
希伯来文原文哦，就为我们祈求啊。
Now this word simply means to plead or entreat.
这个原文的意思，当然就是说你在祈求啊。
So, for example, if, when you read in the Old Testament that,
说是求情,
that,
当你读的旧约,
that Naomi said to Ruth, Ruth said to Naomi,
就是关于这个, 媳婆哦, 就是, Ruth, 她就跟她, Naomi, 她的婆婆说,
entreat me not to leave you. In other words, don't press me to leave you.
就是不要逼我离开你。
Yeah, don't put pressure on me to leave you.
不要使压力让我离开你。 她就跟她婆婆说。
Yeah, that's very touching.
所以就非常感动人的。
Right? But this is the word for intercession.
所以这个就是关于代祷的意思了。
So in a way, you have this boldness to pressure God, as it were.
所以就说你有这个胆量。 就是来逼神啊，使压力啊。
Now it is very obvious, and this is a point I need not stress.
所以这个非常明显的,
that of course the intercessor did not commit the sin of the people he's interceding for.
所以当然呢,
right?
这个代祷者呢, 不像那罪人犯同样的罪啊。
In other words, the intercessor has to be righteous.
Right?
I mean, if you are doing the same thing, how can you, you know?
如果你跟罪人同样犯罪, 你怎么去为他代祷?
I mean, you might be wiped out, you know?
你可能会被灭绝。
Yeah. So you can see how important, right, it is that, that there is a spiritual bonus in which we even dare to pressure God.
所以就有属灵上就很大胆哦。 也可以说是来使压力啊，逼神这样子的意思。
To withhold his judgment for the time being.
就叫神呢，不要去审判呐。
Yeah, give them another chance.
给他们再有一个机会了。
Be merciful to them.
怜悯他们。
So this word to entreat. Right?
所以就是,
or intercede means entreat or pressure.
所以代祷的意思就是说。 你逼我使压力，或是求情啦，祈求。
But it also means to be in contact with.
在这里也是说你跟这个人是有交流的。
And that is why I said, right, why Moses was given this task is because he's always in contact with God.
所以呢，为什么摩西会有这样的一个事空使命呢？因为他
He understands God's heart and mind.
因为他接触神，他可以明白神的心思意念。
That in that intercession, he's actually exercising the compassion and mercy of Yahweh.
所以当他代祷的时候，他也有神的怜悯心哦，跟慈悲心哦。Right.
So you can see, right, that actually, when you look at the Old Testament again, there's one other aspect.
还有另一方面,
and that other aspect has to do with the word bear, like in Isaiah 53 verse 12. He bore their sins and interceded for them. The word bore.
所以就好像这个以赛亚书53节说的，他担当了他们的罪孽哦。
Now that verse is important because it's telling us in order to bear people's sin,
所以这里说代祷，如果你要去担当别人的罪恶哦,
it has to do with intercession.
这里说这个担当罪孽呢，是跟这个代祷有关的。
But when you look at this word bore in the Hebrew,
但是你看看这个担当呢，在原文希伯来语,
for quite a number of reference, in quite a number of reference,
很多的考察里面,
You will see that it can also mean forgiven. Right?
这里也是有这个意思，就是说宽恕。In
other words, when we intercede for the people,
当我们来为别人代祷的时候,
there must be the willingness to forgive.
我们一定要愿意的去宽恕。
Otherwise,
不然的话呢?
You are praying that God, right, will expend his anger on these people. Right?
不然的话你是叫神呢把他的怒气降临在这百姓身上。
I mean, if you're very angry with somebody,
如果你对这个人很气啊，你很气这个人,
you see immediately it's very hard to intercede for him.
因为看到了，其实说要为他代祷是很难的一件事。
You see? Why? Because we struggle in our hearts.
因为我们的心里面是在挣扎的。
We know we come before God to pray for somebody you're angry with.
如果你要为这个人代祷，但是你心里却气他。
Then clearly you know that you have to forgive.
那当然你就知道你一定要去原谅他。
Because if you don't forgive and you come to God who is merciful and forgiving.
如果你不原谅他，你来到这个城市有怜悯心又宽恕人的。
Then we might have a problem. We can't be in tune with him.
这样就有问题了。你根本不能够接触到神了。
So in other words, what Moses did was he himself, even though he was angry.
所以你看到那波西呢，即使他是很生气的。
When he went before God,
当他来到神面前，
he fell on the side of God who is merciful and compassionate.
他是走在跟神一样的，有一个性情就是怜悯人跟有慈爱的心。
And that's why James says that mercy triumphs over judgment.
所以呢，雅各就说了，怜悯心呢是胜过审判的。
All right.
审判心的。
Yeah. Okay. So you can see, right now, I mean, when you look at this matter of intercession.
所以你看看代祷的事。
And some people say, well, maybe I won't intercede.
有些人说，哎呀。我不要
In this case,
我就不要为别人祈求吧。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because if this person can do things like this,
如果这个人可以犯这样的罪，
he deserves God's punishment.
他是应得的，神报应他嘛。
And you look at another person,
那你看另外一个人，
wow, he's doing something very offensive.
他做起，他做的那些事都是很冒犯人的。
So he deserves God's punishment.
他应该得到神的惩罚。
Does this sound familiar?
是否听起来。
See, we don't pray for that person.
所以你就看为什么我们不为别人去祈求了。
Precisely because in the back of our minds, we want that person to be punished.
因为呢，在我们的思想里面呢，我们要这个人得到报应，得到惩罚。
Yeah, that's why we don't pray for that person.
所以我们才不要为他祷告。
You see? Now,I hope we begin to understand.
所以希望大家能够明白了。
You look at the prophets.
你看到先知，你看那些先知哦。
They don't think like this.
他们没有这样的想法。
Even though they deserve it.
即使是把这些人应得的。
They are willing to stand in the breach.
但是呢，先知却愿意站在这个破口。
With the hope that they will turn.
就是有这个指望呢，这些人会悔改。
And rebuild their lives.
而且能够建造他们的重修他们的生命的
in God's righteousness and holiness
就是他们能够有神的义公义
So I hope we will learn the spirit of the Bible
就希望大家呢都有这个圣经所讲的
I want to close
那个性情
I want to close with Romans chapter 8
我要在罗马第八章总结
So let's read verse 34 first. Romans 8:34.
Romans 8:34. 罗马书第八章34节谁能定他们的罪呢？有耶稣基督已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
Right, it says here that Jesus is interceding for us at the right hand of the Father.
他就说呢，耶稣就在神的右边呢，替我们祈求。
Let's look at verse 26 and 27.
26跟27节
26 and 27.
况且呢，我们软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎么祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Now some people make the mistake of looking at this as some kind of doctrinal statement.
有些人呢。就有错误的想法，当看这经文就觉得是信条来的。
Paul is not interested in that.
教条来的，但是呢，保罗呢却对这个没有
How does Paul know that the Spirit intercedes for us with words too deep? With groaning too deep for words.
保罗是怎么知道圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息呢？替我们祷告。
That's because he experienced it.
因为他自己经历到了。
He doesn't know how to pray as he ought.
因为他自己根本就不知道要怎么去祷告。
How to pray for people like this?
怎么去为这样的一个人来祷告？
And he experienced the Spirit of Yahweh.
但是保罗却经历到耶和华的灵。
Working in his life.
在他的生命工作。
Bringing that deep groaning.
就带这个心灵带了一个说不出的叹息啊。
Now the feeling is so deep.
所以这个感觉是非常深的。
That he has no words to describe.
所以这感受呢，是他根本就说不出的叹息啊。
When we can go to that level, whereby we can groan for other people.
如果我们可以到了这个程度，可以为他人叹息啊。
And not think, wow, he deserves it, alright? Therefore, he should.
而不止一直
he should deserve it.
想着去责怪他，觉得他是应得的。
Now, if you think like this.
如果你是这样的想法
then we have not understood the Bible at all.
这样你就根本不明白圣经在讲什么了。
And here Paul is saying,
所以保罗这里讲
that's how I know how to intercede.
他说、保罗就说我现在就知道是怎么样的去为别人代祷了。
Because the Spirit of God
因为的神的灵啊
taught me to pray even without words.
教我怎么祷告即使是说不出没有话的一个祷告
but that intense spiritual feeling
但是有这个非常激烈的属灵的 感受
yeah, to feel with God for his people
是可以、跟神一样的去体恤、别人
now you understand
所以你就可以明白了、
how Jesus intercedes for us
这个耶稣是怎么为我们代祷的
I think we may not understand at this point
我们可能现在是不能够这样有这样的一个程度去明白。
Maybe our Lord Jesus is groaning for you and I.
我们知道呢，耶稣现在是为我们，为你跟我呢是这样的去叹息祷告。
We groaning too deep for words.
而且这个叹息呢是说不出来的，
Because、
没有话的。
He can see a breach.
因为他真的是看到有一个破口。
But we don't see that breach.
但是我们却看不到破口。
In fact, we don't even feel anything.
我们根本不敢感受不了什么。
That is a big problem, right?
所以这里是这很大的问题了。
So I hope we understand.
所以希望大家明白了。
That when we want to approach God.
当我们要来到神面前了。
And when we approach the Lord Jesus, even.
当我们要来到耶稣哦。
We begin to understand.
我们也可开始明白。
The deep feeling of God.
就是神有这个非常深的一个感受
Not just for you
啊，就是不只是为你
For your family
他也为你了你的、家庭啊
For people in your church
他能够体恤你、
right?
你的家庭跟教会
For your co-workers with people you work with
跟你的同工、right? 哦、那些跟你一起工作的
People whom you are in contact with
那些你所接触的人哦
God is intensely concerned.
神是很深的去关心他们的。
And when we've learned this,
当我们学习到这些
we have learned a very important ministry.
我们就已经学习了一个非常重要的一个使命。
In other words, all of us will be in the tradition of the prophets.
像我们每个人都会有这个、传统来的先知的这个性情。
Let us close in prayer.
我们就总结。
Father, we pray that you will speak to our hearts.
我们的亲爱天父，请你与我们的心灵谈。
Help us to see how serious the matter of sin is.
帮我们看到呢，罪是有多么严重的。
That by seeing this,
当我们看到这个严重性
we do not become critical or judgmental.
我们不会去断论或批评他。
And wish for other people's destruction.
而且呢，是希望、神你会灭绝他们
or punishment,
或者是惩罚他们
but that Father, we will also learn
但是我们自己要学
to share your sentiment
来分享你的性情
to first learn how to feel with you
就是要能够有你一样的会体恤他们
for then we will know what your love is all about.
让我们啊，就学习你的感受，叫我们知道爱是什么了。
So teach us, we pray.
教我们。
And change our hearts.
也改变我们的心。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
We thank you to, for today.
我们感谢你今天。
And for the message.
也感谢你今天的信息。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.